let's talk about that for a second, because I know that there's, you know, you're one of the coaches, Coach Loewenhagen's like that, Coach Rosemeyer's like that. With these non-conference games, you don't want easy games. You want hard games so that everybody knows where they stand. So are you kind of disappointed that you're giving up these couple of non-conference games because of the changes?
A little bit. I won't miss, you know, an hour and 10 there. we'll make that up going to Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and stuff too. But, you know, it is. You want to challenge yourself. I like to look for teams that are in our, you know, regional sectional that we could possibly play down the road and try to schedule some of those tougher opponents that way. You do that sometimes, and then they end up being in a different sectional the next year, but that stuff happens. So, you know, you really just want to balance it and challenge your team. I think we do that anyway, playing a bunch of those middle border teams as well in non-conference. So it is fun, too, just to get some different matches ups along the way and play some different teams every couple years. You usually do a home and away at least, and then if you like that matchup, you keep it. And then it is fun to kind of venture out a little bit, like we've been playing in that Winona State one in the winter the last couple years, and the guys seem to like that, and you play totally different teams there.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Rodetsky. Okay, rematch against Elk Mountain. They came to our house. They were a pretty darn tough team, and we just kind of, from what I remember that game, in that one, we just kind of came out flat, it seemed like.
A little flat. I think it was early on, too, where, you know, who are we offensively and stuff. I really think the last few games we've kind of caught our stride with that a little bit. But we know they've been improving all year as well. They've been adding things in here and there. So, you know, we're both a tough team in conference, and it should be a heck of a battle. You know, they had a few new pieces, as did we, going in. So kind of that first time you play somebody, it's, okay, who are we and who are they, and figuring it out. So hopefully this time around, you know, we know what's on the line. It's a big, big conference game. So there should be a nice, intense feel out there, and it should be a fun one.
Have you, as you have watched Elk Mound and looked at some of the film since that first game, what are some of the things they're doing different now compared to that?
They were strictly man-to-man with us the first time. They have added in a little bit of their 1-2-2 press where they fall back into a 1-3-1 here and there. So they've kind of stayed man in a lot of their games early on, and then fell to that, you know, three quarters of the way through, and see how they finish out with it. So I'd expect them to play a little bit of both of that, but we'll see.
Talking with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Rodetsky, offensively, still pretty similar to the first game?
Yeah, there's a lot of nice pieces there with some outside shooting at you know, number one and number four, and Logan Jerome, number three, being a real solid player. They can play inside and out. They got a nice post in 34. They just got a nice complete team. And I think, you know, number one, that Zeb, he was a new guy coming in as a freshman that we didn't know much about. Well, then he ends up having 19 on us at our place and shoots lights out. So, you know, we're going to probably put Parker on him and see what he can do there. But we'll mix it up a little bit, too, with our zone and man as well.
Going to be a fun one tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Rodetsky on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off, Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound in boys high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life. And feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your computer is a radio. Log on to RealCountry1430.com to listen online. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
And the outbound band with tonight's national anthem. All right, let's run down our starting lineups for tonight. And for Durand, Arkansas, coming out will be number three, senior Parker Olmstead. Panthers are 5-1 overall, 10-4. 5-1 in the conference, 10-4 overall. Also coming out will be number 12, sophomore Luke Weber. Number 15, senior, Connor Wittig. And also number 24, Max Anderson, the junior. And number 25, Dane Bates, the senior. So those are the starting lineups for the Panthers tonight. They are in their black uniforms with the purple numerals. And for Elk Mound, they are also 5-1 in the Dunn St. Croix and 12-2 overall. And coming out, one of their number one freshman, Zeb Robinson. Boy, he lit Durand, Arkansas for a whole bunch of points in the first game. Number 12, senior Logan Jerome. Number four, senior Kale Knutson. Also, number 10, Cameron Deermeyer. And number 34, junior Victor Noller. The Mounders in their white uniforms with the purple numerals. All right, and so the Panthers, they will be going from right to left. The Mounders left to right from the JV game earlier tonight. Durand, Arkansas won that game by a score of 39-37. So a heck of a game from the JV game. I thought we were going to be going to overtime with that one. All right, here we go. And up and tipped, and we are underway. And the Mounders will control it, and that's Deermeyer with the ball, and he'll hand it off to Robinson. Robinson now over to Knutson. Knutson on the wing, inside now to Noller. Noller looking for a cutter. He'll drive inside himself, up and in, and it's 2-0 Mounders as Olmstead will bring the ball up across the timeline for the Panthers. Again, with the Mounders leading 2-0. And now over to Anderson. Anderson now, top of the key now to Wittig. Wittig on the left wing. Wittig looking for a cutter. Nobody there. He's going to try and drive inside. Can't do it. Now kicks it back out. Over to Weber. Weber now to Olmstead. Olmstead right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. Back out by Wittig to Olmstead. To Weber. Weber drives inside. Rims out. Do good. Rebounded by the Mounders. That's Robinson. Robinson across the timeline. Mounders leading 2-0 now. Robinson, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Wittig. Wittig now over to Olmstead. Olmstead will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Bates now. Bates back to Weber. Weber over to Olmstead. Right wing, three ball off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jerome. And Jerome now across the time, or hands it off to Knutson. And a three ball on the way is good by Knutson. And so it makes it now 5-0 Mounders. And to Bates, top of the key. Bates now over to Anderson. Anderson, top of the key to Olmstead, but he can't hang on to it. It goes over and back. It's Elk Mound ball. And so inbounded back to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer now across the timeline for the Mounders, leading 5-0. Over to Jerome. Jerome, top of the key now. He's going to try to drive inside. Bounce pass now over to Robinson. Robinson right wing. Looking inside to Noller. Noller now has Bates in front of him. Does a turnaround shot. Overlays it. No good. Rebounded by Wittig. Wittig to Weber. Weber on the far side now. Across the timeline over to Anderson. Anderson now to Olmstead. Olmstead trying to work off the screen. Has to kick it back to the outside to Weber. Weber right wing. He'll try to drive inside. Gets cut off. Now he has to retreat back out to Anderson. Anderson looking for a cutter. No one there now. Over to Wittig. Wittig right wing. Wittig looking for a cutter, but nobody's there. He's going to try and keep it himself. Can't do it. Kicks it out to Anderson on the left wing. Inside to Bates. Ball tipped, but Bates comes up with it to Wittig. Wittig right corner. Now over to Anderson, top of the key. He'll score up. Three ball on the way. Way short. And rebounded by Knutson. Knutson across the timeline for the Mounders, leading 5-0. 15-12 remaining in the half. Trying to get inside is Jerome. He has to kick it back outside now, and that is to Robinson. Robinson now back to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer hands it off to Robinson. Robinson comes down to the left wing. Stop. Three ball on the way is good by Robinson. 8-0. Timeout, Durand, Arkansas. And 8-0 Mounders, as we thank our high school sports sponsors, including the Paul Slusher Insurance Agency, or American Family Insurance Agent, serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls areas. That's insurance that fits your needs. American Family Insurance, Ryan's Sports Shop. Ice fishing is here. Ryan's Sports Shop has all of your ice fishing needs. Downtown Durand and Riverside Plaza, now open for all of your car care needs. Riverside Plaza, they're your Napa Car Care Center, located at Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand and Annabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make all of our broadcasts possible. Give them a call, drop them an email, or visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. All right, so inbounded now to Olmstead, who will come across the timeline. Wittig now. Over to Anderson. Anderson to Weber. Weber tries to drive inside, gets cut off. He's in trouble. Gets it over to Anderson on the left baseline. Back out to Weber on the left wing. Weber now will come back out towards the top of the key. Weber over to Wittig. Wittig can't drive inside to Bates. Bates to Olmstead now. Olmstead trying to drive inside from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Noller. Again, 8-0 Mounders. Quickly back the other way is Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer across the timeline now. He's going to bounce pass inside, whistle, and a foul. Foul will be on Wittig. And so Dearmeyer now to inbound it. Inbound it now to Robinson. Side now to Jerome. Jerome. Round shot. No good. Rebounded by Wittig. Wittig now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead tries to work off the screen from Bates, but let's get it over to Anderson now. Back inside to Bates. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be a Panther ball. And so inbounding it now on the far side will be Weber. Weber inbounds it now to Wittig. Wittig back over to Weber. And a ball knocked out of bounds as it will end up going back to Elk Mound. And so it's Mounder ball. It's Mounder ball. And so now, coming across the timeline over to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer now, he's looking for a cutter. No one there. Has to hand it back out to center.
And ball blocked, but rebounded by the Mounders. Shot no good. And so now across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Anderson. Anderson now over to Wittig. Again, still 8-0 Mounders. Bates gets the ball back. Inside now to Anderson. Anderson back over to Weber. Whistle and a foul. So the foul is going to be on number 10. That's going to be on Dearmeyer, his first. And inbounded now to Bates. Bates inside to Olmstead. Olmstead puts up the shot, whistling a foul. Shot no good. And so going to the line for two is Olmstead. Foul is on Robinson. First free throw is good. Make it 8-1. Mounders. Thinking of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction or home repair. Call Chris at 672-8224 for more information. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, part of the Gunderson Tri-County Hospital and Clinics. Next free throw short, no good, and rebounded by the Mounders. So across the timeline now come the Mounders, leading 8-1, 12:43 remaining in the half. And over to Knutson. Knutson drives in from the right wing, shot no good, and the ball tipped in. Coming up with a loose ball is Noller. Kicks it back out to the wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Brighton, who's in. Gets it off to Weber. Weber across. Weber thought about the three, but decided against it. Over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now on the right wing. Back to Brighton. Brighton top of the key. Head fakes the three. Bounce pass to Olmstead. Olmstead on the right wing. Olmstead tries to drive inside. Stop. Shot blocked. Coming up with a loose ball is Knutson. Back the other way. Gets it out to the left corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Whistle and a foul. They're going to say the foul's on Noller. And so it'll be Panther ball. And inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline now over to Brighton. Brighton now to Jerome. Jerome now back to Weber. Weber inside to Bates. Bates in the lane. Tries to dish off to Weisenbeck. No good. And he throws it out of bounds. It'll be Mounder ball. 8-1 Mounders. 11:41 remaining in the half. Now inbounded to Dearmeyer. And Dearmeyer now across the timeline. And kicks it over to Jerome. Drives inside. Shot no good. Loose ball. Bates comes up with it. And so quickly back the other way to Breidung now. Breidung in the left corner. Or comes out to the wing now to Weber. Weber top of the key. Drive Weber. Weber top of the key. Jump. Foul. Foul will be on number 10. That's going to be on Dearmeyer. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at goodrichfh.com. Elsevia Co-op, your certified Senex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor. Durand. And also SFB, Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. First free throw, no good. And AdventHealth Durand, time to feel whole with AdventHealth. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. Free throw on the way is good. So 8-2 now. Mounders inbounded to Robinson. Robinson on the far side. Gets across the timeline now. Over to the top of the key now. Back to Jerome. Jerome hands it off to Dutzel, who was in. Back to Knutson. Knutson on the left wing. He'll drive inside. Splits three defenders. Blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Anderson. Think of Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts. It's tax season. Give Sunstrom & Company a call at 672-4425 to schedule that appointment today. Shaw's LP Gas & Appliance, your answer for clean, cost-effective propane for your home energy needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durant. First free throw good. Prime Realty of Durant, visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, they are the area's number one home seller. 9-2 now, Mounders. Free throw on the way, off the back of the rim, no good. And Elmstead with the rebound. Elmstead across the timeline on the far side. And over to Wittig. Wittig, top of the key now. Wittig gets cut off, has to kick it back out to the top of the key to Anderson. Anderson now over to Breidung. Three ball, shot no good. And Weisenbeck with the rebound. Weisenbeck back out to the left wing. He'll try to drive inside. Can't do it. Kicks it back out to Breidung. Breidung inside to Anderson in the lane. Now kicks it back out to Weber. Weber drives up, hook shot, good. Okay, I understand, but you're blocking my spot. Shot put up, no good. And Weisenbeck throws it out there. And it manages to come back up to Wittig. Wittig puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded, though, by Robinson. Robinson back the other way. Over to Jerome. Jerome, three ball. And now coming up with it is Almstead. Almstead now back the other way now. Over to Breidung. Three ball shot put up. No good. Rebounded now by the Mounders. I think that was Niven with the rebound. Over to Knutson. Knutson drives inside. Shot put up. And no foul, but the shot is good to make it 14-4 now. Over to Almstead. Almstead across the timeline. Almstead. Back over to Wittig. Wittig now looking for a cutter. No one there. Back to Anderson. Anderson now over to Wittig. Wittig over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck comes back up over across the timeline or across the court pass now over to Wittig. Wittig high over to Almstead. Almstead, though, can't hang on but manages to bring the ball down. He'll square up now for a three. Shot no good. And rebounded by the Mounders. That is Dutzel with the rebound. Back the other way come the Mounders now. Over to Robinson. Robinson right wing. 14-4. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded now by Wittig. Wittig over to Almstead. Almstead now. Ran into Robinson. They didn't call a foul, but Wittig or Elmstead gets across the timeline now. Over to Wittig. Wittig looking for a cutter. Cross-court pass now over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck back over to Almstead. Almstead. Now back over to Wittig. Wittig, top of the key. Coming back the other way now. Three ball on the way by Weisenbeck from the right corner. Shot no good and can't hang on to it. Was at number four, and that is Knutson. And so now we get a whole bunch of changes here coming in. Let's see, Weber comes back in. Also, Bates coming back in. Weisenbeck comes back out. And Bryden coming out. And so inbounding it now to our left is Weber. Weber now out to Wittig. Wittig back inside over to Weber. Weber from the right wing, 15-footer, shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates finally gets a little position, and he's able to put up the easy and makes it, though, 14-6 now. Quickly back the other way, though, comes Jerome. Mounders continue to lead. Cross-court pass now over to Niven. Niven, three ball on the way, shot no good. And crashing the glass is Anderson whistling. Oh, they're going to call a travel on Anderson, even though he gets hacked going for the ball. Coach Radetzky's like, seriously on that? The guy blocked him, but okay, well, that's the call. Jerome now gets the pass inside now to Niven. Niven back to Jerome. Jerome looking for someone inside, finds him. That's Noller. Kicks it back out to the corner, though. Left corner, three ball is done by down by Dutzel. 17-6 now. Mounders lead. Crosses the timeline. Whistle and a timeout. Timeouts Durand, Arkansas. As they lead 17-6.
The following is a presentation of WRDN Sports. Welcome to the...
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's a mega...
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's a mega...
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some...
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement...
Your computer is a radio. Log on to Real Country 14...
All right, so with the timeout here with 7:09 remaining, 17-6... Mounders lead, and it will be Panther ball after the three by Dutzel. So inbounding it now will be Wittick. Wittick inbounds it over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Wittick. Wittig now to Weber. Weber looking for a cutter. No one there. Back over to Bates. Bates back to Anderson. Anderson now to Olmstead. Olmstead top of the key now. Back to Anderson. Anderson looking for a cutter. Can't find one to Bates. Bates on the right wing. Bates now. Cross-court pass over to Wittig. Wittig to Weber. Weber squares up. Left wing. Three ball. Whistle. Foul. He'll go to the line for three. Okay, and so Weber to the line for three. First free throw, no good. Thank you to Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, with Complete Auto Service downtown Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Next free throw, no good. And also the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of financial and associates, hometown agent, individual insurance companies. And the next free throw, no good. Rebounded this time by Breidung. No, he comes up with a loose ball. Another three ball on the way by Weber. Shot no good. And so now it'll go back to the Mounders. Leading 17-6, 6:30 remaining in the first half. And across the timeline is Robinson. Robinson now over to Jerome. Jerome squares up. Three ball on the way off the back of the rim. No good. Bates saves it. Back to Olmstead. To Weber on the far side. Pass is intercepted. They're knocked down by the Mounders. That was number 23, Brody Niven. Nearly got it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Panther ball. And inbounded now to... Bates. Bates to Olmstead. He can't hang on to it. Too high. Mounder ball. So rebounded, or inbounded rather, to Niven now. And Niven will come across the timeline for the Mounders. Robinson now has it. Dishes it back off now. Over to Knutson. Knutson in the right corner. Kicks it back out towards center. And now Knutson, right wing, inside now to Noller. Noller looking for a cutter, no one there, but he's going to try and put a shot up over Bates. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weber. Weber back the other way. Weber, he gets cut off. Jump ball, they're going to call it, and it'll go to the, it'll stay a Panther ball. Weisenbeck now coming back in for the Panthers. Comes out for Weber. Against 17-6 Elk Mound. 5:32 remaining here in the first half. And out to Weisenbeck now. Weisenbeck go over to Breidunk. Breidunk, left wing. Bounce pass to Bates now. Bates tries to get it inside. Ball knocked away. Knocked away by Knutson back to Jerome. And the other way they go. Shot blocked. Rebounded, though, by Niven. But shot put up. No good. Bates comes up with it. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. 17-6 Elk Mound. Weisenbeck now on the left wing. Weisenbeck to Knuts, or to Anderson. Anderson to Olmstead. He can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Goes back to the Mounders. Panthers look a tad frustrated at the moment. And so inbounding it now to our left is Robinson. And Robinson will inbound it now to Knutson, who'll bring it up across the timeline for the Mounders. And now down to the right wing. He's going to try and drive inside. Puts up the circus shot. Does not get the shooter's roll. Rebounded by Bates to Olmstead. He stay at 17-6. Over to Anderson. Anderson now across the timeline. Back to Brighton. Right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And an offensive foul on Weisenbeck. No shot. Goes back to the Mounders. So inbounded now to Robinson. And Robinson now comes across the timeline over to Schindler, who is in for the Mounders. Across the timeline to Knutson. Knutson cross-court pass to Robinson. Robinson now looking for a cutter. No one there. Over to Knutson. Knutson back out to Jerome. Three ball on the way is good. Wow. Long three over to Weisenbeck now. Weisenbeck on the far side. And now to Breidung. Breidung left wing. 20-6 Mounders. It will be off of number 34, Noller. And so it'll stay Panther ball. Inbounded to Bates. Kicks it over to Olmstead. Left corner. Olmstead with a three ball. So 20-9 now. Quickly across the timeline over to Jerome. And Jerome now. Cross-court pass over to Noller. Noller looking for a cutter. Nope, not there. Now to Robinson. Robinson now. And pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Anderson. Anderson quickly back the other way. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Schindler, but he's stepping out of bounds when he intercepted it. So it'll stay Panther ball. And so inbounded now to Bates. Bates back to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck in the lane. He's cut off. Kicks it over to Breidung. Breidung right wing. Can't take the three. Kicks it back out to Weisenbeck at center. Over to Anderson left wing. Anderson now to Bates. Bates top of the key. Hands it over to Breidung. Breidung fakes the three. Tries to work off the screen. Can't do it. Over to Anderson left wing. Anderson now has to come over to the top of the key now. Cross court pass to Breidung. Breidung looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Comes over to the top of the key, scores up. Three ball on the way off the back of the rim. No good. And it's going to be thrown. Stepping on the line was number 34. Or check that, number three, rather. That would have been Jerome. So it'll stay Panther ball. I thought it was off of Weisenbeck. He didn't have to do anything. But they're going to say it's Panther ball. And so now over to Anderson. Anderson back to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck now. Back to Anderson, top of the key, three ball on the way, shot short, no good. Tip coming up with it is Schindler. Schindler back to Knutson. Knutson across the timeline for the Mounders, leading 20-9. Three ball on the way. Wow! Jerome with another three. And so now it'll be Olmstead coming across the timeline. Olmstead over to Bates. Bates, top of the key now. Back over to Anderson. Anderson, cross-court pass now over to Bryda. To Weisenbeck. Three ball, shot no good. And rebounded by Jerome. Jerome over to Robinson. 23-9, Mounders. Jerome now. He's just lit it up tonight. Here he goes again. Another three on the way. And it's good. He's got 12, all of it threes. And inbounded two. And it's going to be on the inbound. It's going to be knocked off of Olmstead. It goes back to Elk Mound. Oh, boy. Minute 31 remaining in the half. And Mounders leading 26-9. And inbounded now to Robinson. Robinson over to Dutzel. Back over to Knutson. Knutson in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Weber, who comes up with it and comes across the timeline for the Panthers. Weber now tries to drive inside. Spin move. Shot blocked. Yeah, he got hit in the face. He'll go to the line for two. Coming up, our Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Thank you to Jerry Barron Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Annabis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. First free throw is good. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630. Free throw on the way. Weber makes them both. So it makes a 26-11 now. Mounders, minute remaining. And another three on the way. Holy smokes. Noller from the left corner with a three. And so across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead kicks it over to Weber. Weber from the left corner drives inside, loses the ball. Coming up with it is Jerome. Jerome to Robinson. Robinson across the timeline. 29-11 in the half. They're going to go for the last shot. Long cross-court pass to Noller on the far side. Hands it back off to Robinson. Down to 18 seconds. Now over to Noller. Noller, bounce pass inside to Jerome. Jerome's shot partially blocked. Tip. They get it back out to Robinson. It'll heave up a three. And shot nearly went in. But there's a foul. Well, I guess, you know, that's when it rains, it pours. A foul with 1.9 seconds left and goes. And Jerome will go to the line for three. Thank you to Bauerbilt Tire, taking care of your automotive needs under one roof. Give them a call at 672-8300 or visit them online at bauerbilt.com. The Cottage, with floral arrangements and gifts for mom, especially for Valentine's Day. They're going to have some specials at the Cottage this Valentine's Day, downtown Durand. Order that Valentine's Day gift early to guarantee delivery on Valentine's Day. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, no good. The JKO Auto Body Shop, with metal fabrication, car restoration, and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. And Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Durand Fresh Market. Download the app for even more savings. Visit freshmarkets.com for more information. All right, two free throws, no good. Third free throw on the way is good. With 1.9 seconds left, over to Olmstead. He'll throw up the three-quarter shot. No good. We're at halftime with the Mounders leading 32-11. It's Durand, Arkansas, boys basketball on WRDN.
time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. He had no evidence, but that didn't stop President Trump from continuing to suggest that race or gender may have played a role in Wednesday night's jetliner Black Hawk helicopter crash at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Army veteran who flew Black Hawks, taking exception.
When you're out there trying to recruit more people to get them trained to become air traffic controllers, having the President of the United States question them and insult them is not the way that we actually grow more air traffic controllers.
On the investigation, a source with direct knowledge tells ABC News the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the jetliner have been recovered. Jennifer Homendy chairs the National Transportation Safety Board.
We will look at all the humans that were involved in this accident. Again, we will look at the aircraft, we will look at the helicopter, we will look at the environment in which they were operating in. That is standard in any part of our investigation.
This is ABC News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention all egg producers, it's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see.
Wisconsin defensive back Nizir Forkirian has sued the NCAA, alleging his five-year eligibility clock shouldn't have been running during his two seasons at Division II Grand Valley State. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The suit also states that the NCAA is denying him an opportunity to provide his name, image, and likeness by failing to award him additional eligibility with the Badgers. John Cook announced his retirement after 25 seasons as the Huskers head volleyball coach, Cook posting 722 wins at the school, leading the Huskers to a dozen Final Four appearances and four national titles. 17th-ranked Hockey Badgers gearing up for their two-game weekend series at Minnesota starting tomorrow night. Badger defenseman Ben Dexheimer said they're the hated and will be ready to handle the hostile environment. There's college basketball in the Horizon League tonight. The Green Bay Phoenix men look to end a 17-game losing streak. They are at Oakland. GB women hosting Cleveland State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an Auto Owner's Insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owner's Insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Myers Muses on the Madhouse. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready. Be RE equipped.
Competing in Saturday's Madhouse Classic, featuring the track's modified division, 11-time and defending Bowman Gray Stadium modified champion Burt Myers is acutely aware of why the historic venue is known as the Madhouse. Steeped in excitement, the crowd is as much a part of the show as the drivers.
It's very up close and personal. The fans are just feet from the racetrack. They are very dedicated. The majority of the people there have been coming there for generations. You know, they sit now where their grandpa may have sat, you know, 50, 60 years ago. So it's an environment that just keeps you coming back.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Elk Mound. We're at still at halftime, 30-11, Elk Mound leading over the Panthers. And so far, well, Jerome has 12, all of them threes. Dutzel has a three. Robinson has four. Knudsen has eight as well. He's got another three as well. It's been three all for the Mounders. They've really been making, heaving them up, and that's why they have the big lead, 30-11. We have the second half action here coming up in just a moment. And you're listening to Durant, Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at realcountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Elk Mound as we get ready for the second half, with the Mounders leading by a score of 30-11. Oh. and Mounders will get the ball first. For those of you watching on NTEC Channel 99, we do understand, yes, there is a little bit of a delay. Again, this is kind of like just like at the Stanley Boyd. We just don't have enough bandwidth for the internet here at this school to be able to actually do the video and the audio at the same time. It's just, again, I've talked about this during the morning show. We are very, very lucky to have NTEC in Durand because they have fiber optic that is not here in Elk Mound. And so we are reliant on what I have with our hotspot, and there's just not enough bandwidth with what we have here. So we're doing the best we can. We apologize for it, but we'll just try to do the best we can with what we got. All right, here we go. As the game's underway, three ball on the way, shot no good, rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead quickly back the other way now. Olmstead now over to Anderson. Anderson back to Weber. Left corner, three ball, rims out, no good. Rebounded by Bates, crashing the glass, counted in the foul. Foul will be on number three. It'll be on Jerome. And so Bates to try to complete the three-point play. And free throw on the way. Is off the back of the rim. No good. And rebounded by the Mounders. Dearmeyer now with the rebound. Loses the ball. Calls a timeout. Wow, Dearmeyer on the ground, and he smartly called the timeout. We were looking at his foot going, is he over or not? Right at the line. Good call by Dearmeyer to do that. Wow. Numbers R Us, Q2, Numbers R Us, Common Sense Bookkeeping, and more. They're a certified QuickBooks Pro advisor. Give them a call at 672-8093. Visit them online at numbersrus.com. Also, visit Durand Smoking Needs. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, where the Hogs now. Right now, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand, Healthcare Your Way. Find out more at provisions.health and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more, visit wwt.coop. And so now, ready to go. And inbounded to Dearmeyer, who will come up to the top of the key now. And back over to Robinson. Robinson, cross-court pass over to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer now to Robinson. Long cross-court pass to the far side to Knutson. Knutson now over to Dearmeyer. Inside now to Noller. Long cross-court pass over to Knutson. And Panthers in a zone here. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Cross-court pass now to Knutson. 30-13 Mounders. Inside now to Dearmeyer. Loses the ball, and Bates comes up with it. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead bomb to Weber. Weber tries to drive in. Kicks it back out to Olmstead. Right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates and gets the shooter's roll. And inbounded to Knutson. And across the timeline now come the Mounders. Back to Knutson. Inside to Noller. Noller now. Pass inside to Jerome. Will put up the shot around Bates. Up and in. So 32-15 now, Mounders. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Over to Anderson. Anderson now to Weber. Back around the horn we go now. And Wittick tries to drive inside. Can't do it. He's stuck in the lane. Kicks it back out now to Weber. Cross-court pass now over to Olmstead. Olmstead on the outside. And back to Olmstead. Olmstead now over to Weber. Weber. Shot. Rebound. No good. Wittick back to Weber. Weber. Quiddick side to Olmstead. He can't take the three. Works off the skin. Comes to the top. Work key. Kicks it to the top. Anderson. Kicked on the way. Shot no good. And coming up with it is number four, Knutson, for the Mounders. Leading 32-15. 15. And coming across the timeline, and Knutson. Knutson cross-court pass to Robinson. Intercepted. Intercepted by Wittig. Wittig back the other way. And cross-court pass now over to Olmstead. Wide open. Three ball! Well, Olmstead on the right wing was totally wide open. And now quickly back the other way comes Knutson. Knutson keeps it himself, kicks it to the corner to Robinson. Robinson back out to the top of the key. And that is Jerome, who kicks it back into the corner now to Knutson. Left corner, three ball shot, no good. Rebounded by Anderson. 32-18, Mounders. And across the timeline now comes Olmstead. Olmstead to Anderson. Round the horn we go now. Over to Wittig. Wittig over to Weber. Weber now. Cross-court pass to Wittig. Wittig left wing. Three ball on the way. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Noller. And across the timeline comes the Mounders. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Shot put up on the putback by Jerome. No good. Rebounded by the Panthers. Quickly back the other way. Weber to Anderson. Up and in. So 32-20 now over to Robinson. Robinson cross court pass to Dermott. And a pass inside is going to be off of Olmstead. He was trying to make an interception. Oh. So inbounding it now will be Dermott. To our left. And inbounded now to Robinson. Robinson, long cross-court pass over to Jerome. Back to Dermott on the left wing. Inside now to Jerome. Jerome loses the ball. Regains control, though. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Turnaround shot in traffic. No good. Tip, tip, tip. And it's going to be... hurt. And so now, Dermott to inbound it to our left. To our. And inbounded to Knutson. Knutson now over to Noller. Outside to Knutson. Back as Knutson now comes back towards center. Over to Robinson now. Robinson looking for a cutter. Nobody there. And back to Knutson, back to Dermott, who's back at center. 32-20, Mounders. Dermott bumps past it inside to Logan. Logan puts it up and in. So Jerome, Logan Jerome with the shot and up and in. And across the timeline now is the Panthers. Over to Bates, Bates to Olmstead, Olmstead to Breidung. Breidung left wing. To Bates. Bates hands off to Breidung. Breidung lays it up and in. Oh, what a nice handoff from Bates to Breidung. And just went right around him, got the handoff, and off to the races to the post. 34-22, Mounders. Cross the timeline now to Robinson. Long cross-court pass to Jerome. Back out to Dermott to Jerome, left wing. Jerome, he's going to drive in. Into the lane, kicks it into the right corner. Now they kick it back to the outside. And here we go. Three ball by Jerome. Shot no good. And was, okay, on the backside of the backboard. Okay, so it's technically Panther ball automatically. All right, no rebound needed. So inbounded now to Olmstead. And across the timeline come the Panthers. Over to Wittig. Wittig now to Breidung. Top of the key. Three ball on the way by Bond with the three. 34-25 now. 34-25 now, Mounder. And across the timeline to Knutson now. Knutson, top of the key. He'll put up a long three. Shot way short. And it hits the back of the backboard. Panther ball. Panthers slowly chipping away here at this lead. Now to Olmstead. And Olmstead across the timeline. Over to Wittig now. Wittig to Breidung. Wittig to, he's going to drive inside. Kicks it back out to Bates. Bates over to Weber. Weber, long three by him. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. And rebounded by Jerome. Quickly back the other way is Knutson over to Robinson. Robinson back to Jerome. Oh, foul. Yeah, that was, you knew that one was a foul right there on Weber. And so it'll stay Mounder ball again, 34-25. And inbounded now to Dearmeyer. Dearmeyer across the timeline. Dearmeyer now over to Robinson. Back to Dearmeyer.